Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 14th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour one of two. And our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Always, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're absolutely convinced the checks and balances put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the brilliant solutions we have for peaceful restoration. You see, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Pray you understand the goal. Pray you're willing to help. We believe in peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we hope you do as well. By the way, this half hour of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or email, or I'm sorry, in addition to email, Kurt at libertyroundtable.com, you can call him, 801-669-2211. Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. Okay, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Gunowners.org is his website. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. They say membership's up as people realize our gun rights are in jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen. Media ignores stories of responsible gun owners saving lives. Eric Pratt, that's Larry's son, executive director of GOA, doing a great job writing an article, debating with folks in the media. We talked about the GOA's top agenda for 2018. Incredible agenda, by the way. Enacting clean conceal reciprocity. What does that mean? The ability to have your gun conceal carry permit be used across the country in every state, just like your driver's license would be, right? Dismantling Obama's anti-gun UN legacy. Great work. Continue irritating the anti-gun left. Enacting constitutional carry in more states. Leading the charge against background checks and gun registrations, killing a ban on bump stocks and magazines, working to deregulate suppressors, fighting for gun owners' rights in the courts, and electing hardcore pro-gun owners in November, providing a no-compromise defense for Second Amendment rights. What an incredible event. Last broadcast, yesterday's show, first hour, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners, doing a phenomenal job outlining the initiatives for 2018, especially with regards to the midterm elections. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Second one, Amazon played hardball on new tax. Now Seattle is killing the tax, writes the New York Times. Phenomenal news. We won one, folks. We don't win enough of them because not enough Americans stand up. But more Americans are learning to stand up every day, and we're winning more. It's good news. We talked about higher minimum wage increases poverty in poor areas, tragedy. We ought to get rid of the minimum wage entirely, ladies and gentlemen, and let the free market work. We talked about Representative Mark Sanford of North Carolina. He's out, folks. He lost the primary to a Trump-supporting female. Kind of an interesting twist there. I guess Sweden attempts halting cashlessness. They kind of wonder why in America we're so strange about cash. Because they want to control us, folks. The unconstitutional Federal Reserve has been literally creating moral hazard in America for 100-plus years, folks. We talked about the contract with abortionists to dispose of remains has been cut off, writes Bob Unruh. This is another phenomenal pro-life news story. Is it enough? Not close. Not even hardly. But is it a great start? Is it a good effort? Is it a win? Without a doubt. Good for Donald Trump and crew. Good for shutting off that contract. We need to just do more. We need to carry the ball up the field, folks, and it takes all of us. Will you help, please? We talked about Rush Limbaugh asking why GOP is not defending the president. Well, because most of the GOP are swamp monsters, folks, just like the Democrats. See, it's really us against them. It's not Republicans against Democrats. The left-right paradigm's a lie. It's good versus evil. It's right versus wrong. It's moral versus immoral. It's constitutionality versus unconstitutionality. It's war versus peace. It's Jesus versus Satan. Okay? And the problem is they've had us deceived on who the good guys and the bad guys are. The Republicans told us forever, oh, those horrible Democrats, if you just give us control of the House, the Senate, the White House, the state legislative bodies, the governorships of most states, the courts, we'll absolutely, you know, abolish the education department. We'll get rid of government health care. We'll go ahead and lower taxes. Well, they've hardly done any of that, folks. A little bit of lowering of taxes, and I'm grateful for that. But the problem is most of the Republicans have proved themselves to be swamp monsters. And they've proven that they'll even support Democrats over Republicans if the Republicans want real change. So we're starting to find out who's who is the bottom line. So Rush Limbaugh needs to say, why isn't the swamp defending the president? Well, because they're the swamp, Rush. Sadly, Rush has been part of the swamp for a long time. For example, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch uncovers hidden Peter Strzok emails with relation to the Clinton Lynch tarmac documents. You going to talk about that and have Tom Fitton on, Rush? See, we've got to call a spade, and we've got to bring these things to light, and we've got to create accountability. That hasn't been done to date, folks. We talked about Elon Musk's in the news. Tesla will reduce its workforce by about 9% or approximately 3,500 workers. I don't know if you know, but Tesla has lost money every year since starting in 2003. Now, that's a modern pattern of business. I think it's way too long to not make money. Nevertheless, you got to give Elon Musk some credit. He's moving towards profitability, and the sooner he does that, the better. So they want to beat Mr. Musk up for saying, oh, he's laying off some folks. I want to come back and say he's doing the right thing to streamline his operations and look for profitability. It might mean less jobs right this second, wisely chosen, because once he's profitable, he can have more jobs down the road. Is there anything wrong with wise decisions to make your businesses actually turn a profit? I mean, we've got misplaced priorities here, it seems to me, in modern society. It's crazy. Federal judge rules in favor of AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner, $85 billion. The media wars are on now, folks. The green light's been given. Mega mergers will be happening. You watch. Now there's a big battle for Fox between Disney and Comcast, and Comcast has the latest bid on the table. Time will tell who does what, but you can expect mega mergers as the mainstream press tries to continue their gatekeeping role. But they're losing to the new media taking center stage, using pennies on the dollar, folks. Voters win in Supreme Court. They have an election decision. Greg Karambos writes the article. He's with Radio America, news guy over there. Writes for WND.com as well, does a great job. Talking about, hey, voters win. Election fraud's a problem. Wow. Food stamp enrollment dips to lowest level in 8 years. Wow. Is it enough? No. Is it great news? Absolutely. We need to make sure that we realize that that's because jobs are coming back. More jobs are available, folks. People don't need food stamps when they can work, huh? It's great news. We also need to make sure, though, that we do our very best as churches and nonprofits and good Christians everywhere, that we're very careful that we are our neighbor's keeper, that we look after those around us. Because if we do, then government won't have any excuse to jump in and say, I got to pick up the slack. The people aren't doing it. We have a sacred responsibility is the point, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the recap of yesterday's show. It's still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. While you're there listening to free broadcasts, please help us. We could use your financial support. We don't need you to give us day jobs, folks. We already have them. We don't need you to support our families. We've got that, folks. But what we want you to do is help us with the money necessary for us to grow our presence in the media. If you would do that, we'd be so grateful. All right, without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. We got a lot to cover in the news, Kurt. First, before the break, we're going to talk about interest rates. Looks like the Fed continues to manipulate the economy. So much for the free economy, the free enterprise system the founding fathers envisioned. You got the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. And they've done it twice this year already. Now they say two more hikes in 18. And it's the seventh hike since the Federal Reserve began manipulating interest rates once again in 2015. They say they got to do it because of inflation. You got the hidden tax of inflation. Then you make it more expensive to borrow money. You supposedly reward those who save. But it's a continued government manipulation backed by dishonest money, Kurt. Any comment on this before we move on? I think it's tragic. We need to get the Federal Reserve out of manipulating every aspect of our economy.
Well, just imagine, Sam, if you know, it was the, quote, good old days when they had, you know, honest money and, you know, the people could basically, I mean, I, as far as I know, there was no government thing like the Federal Reserve that set any interest rates. I mean, you could make a deal with somebody and say, hey, I'll pay you 1%, I'll pay you, I mean, you might even made a deal to pay them 10%, but you didn't need the government to tell you what the interest rate was, right?
Yes, let's talk more about it. We'll finish up on that quickly. Then we got a bunch of absolutely riveting stories to chat about. Seth Rich, one of them. The Bundy crew, Bundy cases, another. We've been following these like no other, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, you know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change your...
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks?
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The manipulated economy is doing quite well, though. That's the good news. But the bottom line is when the Fed raises rates twice this year and plans for two more, they say they want to move rates towards normalcy. What is normalcy? Is that done by the free market, by the free interplay between banks, between society, between borrowing and lending and the free market left to supply and demand, left to needs and wants and expectations and etc., or is it left to a central banking consortium of private banks? That's the interesting thing you got to know. They basically raised rates 7 times since they started the manipulation again in 2015. I should say they've manipulated forever, over 100 years, but they've started the rise. Before that, they were lowering rates to stimulate the economy. Now they got an inflation problem. That's a hidden tax problem. So while Donald gives us a tax break and the Republicans give us a tax break, that's wonderful news. But you got inflationary tax increasing on the other side of the coin. Well, anyway, they're fighting it. So that's sad news of what they're doing. And I got to call a spade a spade. And for a fake economy manipulated by fake currency, it's doing quite well, and that's good news. There are more jobs and less people on food stamps. That's great news. However, I guess Trump got a birthday gift, Kurt.
Well, yeah. And by the way, I guess that's his birthday is today. You know, the headline from Breitbart is, hey, I mean, some more, you could say, good news, Sam. The headline, ongoing unemployment drops to lowest level since December of 1973. That's just a little ways back, Sam. And so, you know, that goes with this whole deal of, you know, the economy getting a little better, the regulations less, more folks participating, and one job kind of leads to another, it seems like, you know, to me.
Amen to that. That's the way it typically works. And today's Donald's birthday, huh?
That's the way I understand it. I know. I'll look it up and check.
While you do that, we're going to give a big old shout out to President Donald Trump. Happy birthday, sir. And we pray you have a delightful day. Maybe all your enemies can lay off for a day and just be chill and be civil for at least one day, Kurt. Think they can do that?
I think, Sam.
I'm praying. I'm hoping.
Well,
I'm possible. Throwing down the open invitation, if you will. Yeah. See what I'm talking about? I'm just saying, look, let's just be decent. Just lay off one day and just say happy birthday, President. And call it a day, right?
Says he's born June 14th, so as far as I can tell, that's...
All right, how old is he, Kurt?
Says he's 72 years old.
72 years young, doing a great job. Yeah, got plenty of health and vigor, though, it seems to me, Kurt. That guy's running all over the place.
Yeah, you'd think you'd see in the front page of every place, happy birthday, President Trump. But, you know, I mean, CNN, it looks like they forgot to wish him a happy birthday. I don't see anybody else really chiming in with birthday wishes.
I typed into Google three words, Trump birthday. Is that three words, Kurt? Or is birthday one word?
Birthday is one word.
All right. Well, I typed in three words for a reason.
Yeah. What'd you get?
June 14th, 1946. Is that right?
There you go.
Age, 72 years old. Then it says Donald and Melania have been married since 2005.
Here's one that goes with it. Newsweek. Will Donald get a present from Melania after snubbing her birthday, or is it payback?
Why are they trying to
remember that he snubbed her?
Well, it all depends on how you look at it, Kurt. They say he snubbed her. What he said was, I'm too busy being president or whatever, and I didn't really get her a present, but I can't remember all the details, but I got her flowers. Or anyway, it was just a way they could kind of manipulate that. Right? And it might be that Donald plays the media, though. He might have said he didn't really get her a present, and he might have said, honey, here's your present. I love you, and I wanted to make it private, so I told him I got you nothing. I'll take the heat, but you know the truth. You know, you don't know. But they say that, hey, people are starting to see what the Republicans are doing. It's the evidence of what the accomplishments are becoming evident. So that's good news. But I look at this, and I don't see anything really positive on his birthday, Kurt. I don't even really see Fox News doing a good job there.
I guess they had a little birthday celebration early for him over in Singapore, Sam.
Well, other countries are celebrating his birthday big time, Kurt.
Yeah, there you go. I guess they put a little, kind of cake in front of him and celebrated the birthday.
They said he was going to ruin the international stage, Kurt, but now everybody's celebrating his birthday, but America.
Yeah,
well, I should say, but some in America.
Yeah,
there's some of us who are. And, I hope things go well on his birthday. I've looked on the internet. There's really nothing about his birthday. I'm looking at CNN right now, and I'm not really
seeing
anything.
They say last year on his birthday, his 71st birthday, it was the same day a gunman opened fire on a Republican congressman on the baseball field. So that wasn't, that great of a birthday. You know what I mean, Sam? Let's see. Then the Newsweek has got all this listing of number of birthdays for him. But I, you know, earlier ones. They tell you about his 42nd birthday. It was hosted at one of his casinos, according to the Washington Post. Featured a 15-foot spaceship zooming from the stage to hover amid smoke and flashing lasers. Well, that's kind of hard to beat. 93, his birthday card appeared to show him on a throne with the caption, "The Birthday Celebration of the Ages," starring Renaissance man Donald J. Trump. Anyway, boy, these Newsweek guys have really gone to some detail to get that old birthday stuff. I guess Trump was, they say, the oldest president at the start of his administration at 70 years old. Previously, Ronald Reagan held the title when he started his term in office at 69. So, anyway, the president breaking records, Sam.
Yeah, I don't, I don't see anything related to Trump's birthday on CNN, Kurt.
They probably just forgot.
Well, they're too busy writing headlines like this. Gangs are using women's bodies for control.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Next headline, Russian lawmaker warns women against sex with foreigners during World Cup.
Yeah. You know, that wouldn't have been a headline I thought of, you know. It just wouldn't.
That's because you're not up on it, buddy.
By the way, Quartz, some, you know, publication says that Donald Trump joins the club of 72-year-old American men today. Then they say, does he belong?
Yeah, see, they got a story like that going on. Then CNN has this story. You need to drill into this one, Kurt. I mean, it's hard-hitting news, buddy. Ready? Self-proclaimed pimp.
Oh.
Wins primary, buddy. Yeah, Dennis Hoff, he's the Republican nominee for the Nevada State Assembly District 36, sir. So, you know, you ought to feel good about that. The Republicans are taking over, buddy. Which kind of brings up Kurt's question, what the heck is a Republican? A self-proclaimed pimp in Nevada is a Republican? What?
Wow.
I mean, are you kidding me? That's kind of where we are, Kurt.
There you go.
So now you got one summit, two stories, North Korea and the United States. Well, they had a single summit, disagree on the outcome. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you know, it's hard for me to know what we're even talking about. They say on flight from the summit on plane, Trump called his lawyers. See, there's no... Wow. It's just amazing to me. We don't have a single good news piece here about his birthday or anything.
Here's a little racism thrown into the age thing.
Oh, that's good.
Donald Trump is white, like 79% of 72-year-old U.S. men. He's not a military veteran, also true for 64% of his peers. With a bachelor's degree from Wharton School of Business, he has more education than about 70% of men his age. He's also among a select group of nearly 20% of men his age who are still working. At $400,000 per year, his presidential salary...
How many people his age are still working? What percent?
They say it's 20% of men his age are still working. And then he said, they say at $400,000 per year, his presidential salary is far above the $29,000 annual median wage income.
How much? 29 grand?
Yeah, that's...
Now, do they tell you, though, that he gives it away?
72-year-old peers. Well, see, that's what they forgot here, Sam. Wouldn't that have been kind of a positive part?
Yeah, but you can't have that. Story? You can't really tell the truth and put it in perspective.
Good point, Sam.
Wow. See, these people are just nuts. Anyway, happy birthday, President Trump. Shame on the media that can't even, for 1 second, stop and do a good thing and just say, hey, you know what, happy birthday. We hope things go well for you and your spouse. They're even trying to divide them over gifts. Maybe we ought to buy a gift and send it to Melania on Donald's behalf. What do you think, Kurt? Hang tight. Oh, yeah. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're going to the Seth Rich story. This one's a barn burner when you learn more and more and more about it, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And, you know, the media keeps hyping the idea that, oh, you know, anybody that talks about this, they're just conspiracy kind of guys. And you know, anyway, the Gateway Pundit has this piece. The WorldNet Daily Boys forwarded it to us. The headline reads, Attorneys for Seth Rich's Brother Subpoenas Twitter. It says, Twitter sent out notices to several investigative reporters and media, including WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, Kim.com, Cassandra Fairbanks, that's one I don't know, Roger Stone, you know, our previous guest, Matt Couch, and the Gateway Pundit. The liberal and Democrat-connected attorneys for Aaron Rich, that's Seth's brother, I guess, are demanding Twitter turn over all direct messages from these accounts to Aaron Rich's attorneys. Aaron, Seth Rich, the DNC operative who was murdered mysteriously in the summer of 2016, they say they've not had any leads to the murder. Oh, there's Siri waking up, I guess. What did I say? Something that woke her up. Haven't had any leads to the murder of Seth Rich. Aaron Rich is suing conservative activists and media outlets for allegedly spreading conspiracy theories about the slain staffer. Is that how freedom of speech works these days, Sam?
Unfortunately, in many cases, yes, sir.
Good point.
So what anyway, does it mean that we just subpoena Twitter and we just...
I guess so.
You know, the question becomes, does Twitter have to cooperate with a subpoena in this case, Kurt? And what can rise this to the level of a subpoena? Is the judge going for it? And, you know, what options does Twitter have? And et cetera, right?
They say the details of the June subpoena shows that Aaron Rich's legal team tells you the name of the legal group and stuff, is trying to get its hands on a lot of communications sent over various accounts. They talk about the attorney, they listed primary accounts for the defendants that were named, including Julian Assange and these others that we talked about. The subpoena asked for communications like tweets, retweets, likes, or replies on Twitter, you know, and they give the details of the lawsuit and all that kind of stuff. The subpoena also asks for communications, that is, directs messages and documents about topics mentioned sent by or to secondary accounts. And that's from January 1, 2015 to the present. A secondary account was one defined. Anyway, it goes on. But the bottom line is they're digging for more info. And yet, as far as I can tell, they're not really digging for info about how to, find who was the killer for Seth Rich. They're just, you know, going after this brother. It looks like he's kind of going after these guys saying, hey, there's probably some money there somewhere, you know, as far as I guess.
I don't really get it. I don't know why Seth's brother would do this. I do think that we don't have the reality on this situation.
I agree.
And what I'm not sure about is even if these people are wrong, where they, you know, say, hey, this or this happened, or they believe this or this to be the case, or they believe this or this to be a conspiracy, or we don't have the whole story on it. You chill free speech and you chill First Amendment and you chill reporters big time when you decide that you're just going to subpoena this. I mean, at what point can I say what I think about a case or report what I believe to be true, reality or not? I mean, at some point you say, when the mainstream press lies, they get cover. When the mainstream press intentionally lies, they get cover. When they retract, they say, oh, no harm, no foul, we're so sorry. And then when in this case, you literally go after them. I'm just telling you right now, there's a double standard big time, and you can see it in this Twitter case.
That's right. And a little more detail, just so you understand maybe more of what's going on, I guess, in his initial complaint, that's the brother of Seth Rich, the one that was murdered. He accused defendants, that's all these guys we talked about, of acting with reckless disregard for the truth, end quote. It says, particularly in their allegations that Aaron Rich was involved. Oh, Aaron. I didn't know that anybody accused him. I thought it was just Seth Rich was involved in the WikiLeaks leak and the cover-up of his own brother's murder. It does get you wondering, you know, but he's, like you said, kind of chilling the whole free speech thing, isn't he?
Yeah, it's very strange. It's disappointing, Kurt, because again, where does free speech start? Where does the First Amendment start? Where does, you know, subpoenaing Twitter? Again, these are why these big, massive organizations just aren't of value.
Yeah, I guess he's seeking damages for the ruining of his reputation and harm done to his emotional well-being. He said these defendants that we talked about claims of having proof that he helped his brother steal data from the DNC. I guess he would be smart to do this because, man, I'll tell you what, if you do stuff to the DNC and especially the Hillary, Bill kind of crowd, the Clinton group, a lot of times you end up, well, dead, Sam. So maybe he's trying to prove that he really didn't have anything to do with it. You know, but anyway, it's interesting to me. A little more Seth Rich mystery details going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's, you know, very strange. At least we're able to report on it. Hopefully we won't go to jail for reporting on it, Kurt. Right?
Yep. Good point.
All right. Blaine Cooper, one of the last guys to be sentenced to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge scandal. I guess he was sentenced to time served in prison and $7,000 restitution for, I guess he pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to impede officers of the United States. Again, the problem that I have with these prosecutions is anybody who copped early, they are getting the barbecue. Anybody who held out and said, no, I'm going to wait for an honest, fair, open trial. Don't know if I'll get one, but I'm gonna not, you know, play my hand. I'm going to stand on what I believe. Those guys went free. And sadly, now that we know the government lied in many, many, many cases surrounding this, it's strange that they could even hold up these prosecutions. Nevertheless, that's the case. And Kurt's got a list here of what people agreed to in the prosecutions and the sentencings and all this kind of stuff of the few that did get sentenced. You know, the first three, believe it or not, are just misdemeanor trespassing. Imagine that they can really, on that flimsy of a thing, they're going to act like they racked up all these prosecutions. Kurt, are you kidding me?
Well,
but that's the truth. And the other ones, impeding government agencies, what does that even mean?
Well, that's what I thought was so amazing about this piece. You know, if let's say you're somebody who has no knowledge of this, and you read this, you think, wow, the government really got a bunch of these bad guys and taught them a lesson, man. You know, because like you say, here's a summary of the defendant's sentences, you know, and all these quote occupiers and all that kind of stuff, and yet I'm not reading anywhere in here where the main guys that they were going after were all acquitted. That means, ladies and gentlemen, the jury said they weren't guilty, right, Sam?
Well, it all depends on how you define guilty, Kurt, because they've been a bunch of these people that are not guilty sure served a lot of time in prison, my friend.
Amen.
So I don't know what you mean by guilty. If you're not sure guilty, different. But you served time in prison, are you guilty?
Good point. It sure is different than the way, for example, like, I don't even know if Bill Cosby's begun to spend any time in prison. I know, that, what's his name? Hollywood guy that, you know, Weissman.
It's not Gore. Anyway. Oh, no, that's Al Gore. That's
Or Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
Don't worry, Bill Clinton just says, it sure changed what you're allowed to do to people.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
I mean, you look at the double standard and, like, you know, so many of these guys, like you said, spent, 2 years waiting for their trial.
But let's say that I'm not guilty and that I'm Ammon Bundy, Kurt, but yet I spend a couple of years in prison. I then have this, the whole world has heard from the media, that he's literally a terrorist, that he's armed, that he's dangerous, all these things. And you go, at the end of the day, is he guilty or not? Well, literally, he's not guilty because that's the verdict. Well, kind of. He's really got a mistrial, Kurt. So I don't know what that means, really, right? So I don't know if he's guilty or not. I just know he's been treated as if he's guilty.
I will say that there is one line in this very lengthy article that says seven of these guys, including what they call occupation leaders, were acquitted of all charges in a trial.
And those are the only ones that didn't cop the police early due to threats, Kurt.
That's right.
All right, quick pause. We'll come right back. We got a couple of letters to the editor on this and an interesting update on Lavoie Finicum on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so a lot of people got abused in this Bundy situation. The only ones that didn't were the ones that, you know, stood and said, I want a true trial. And those are the ones that went free, the ones that basically caved to the pressure of you're going to go to jail forever, said the belligerent, out-of-control government intimidating folks. Those are the ones that got some prosecutions. But most of them are very simple trespassing and stuff like that. And then very vague, you know, what does impeding an officer mean? You know.
Well, you know, the whole issue there at least seems to be if you make about a billion laws, Sam,
then you got to violate some of them.
You're pretty much going to get somebody.
But
on
Kurt, let me give you an example. Let's say that I'm in the Malheur Wildlife Refuge and I'm going to serve people soup. Remember, people were just coming in left and right, farmers and everybody getting soup and eating and talking, right?
Yep.
But the government agent was afraid to go in because the government agent was told that these guys were armed and dangerous. They were just like going to kill everybody. Right. Mm-hmm. And then the government agent was afraid to go in and get a bowl of stew and eat biscuits and stew and talk and stuff like that. And then the government agent was impeded. Right.
I guess
but the farmer that went in that ate stew and talked and was, you know, wasn't afraid, they weren't impeded. See, so it's just a weird kind of deal. The bottom line, though, is when you say, hey, a lot of these people weren't guilty or whatever. I don't know what all that means. Because they just served a ton of time in prison. They never got a speedy trial. The government literally perjured themselves and lied about evidence. Thank heavens for a whistleblower for the truth. But other than that, I'm not sure if they're, I mean, they're not guilty. I agree with the fact. I'm just telling you that when you go to prison for a couple of years and your name is dragged through the mud for those whole couple of years based on absolute intentional perjury lies before the court, I don't know if I feel like I was treated guilty or, the repercussions day to day, life after, if you will. I mean, it's almost as if they were guilty, unfortunately, because of the treatment they received. The dishonest, immoral treatment. That's why we need a presidential commission to stop this kind of stuff. Anyway, I digress, but I'm trying to make this point about what does guilty or not guilty mean, Kurt. I'm just not sure sometimes that I even know. It's the weirdest
good point
deal I've ever seen. All right, there's two letters to the editor. One good, one bad, Kurt.
Well, that's right, and these are both from a publication up in, Alaska, Sam, Siskiyou. I like that name of that county there, but anyway, the headline, first one says, the Bundy way is the wrong way. It's Carol Faulkner. She says, I moved to Eureka last, and it's spelled Y-R-E-K-A, last year from eastern Oregon, near the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, so I was dismayed when I read that Ammon Bundy had been invited to speak to the by the Republican women. Yeah, she was dismayed. She said, 2 years ago, the Bundys and their gang ripped the community of Burns, Oregon apart. This is how she says it. For them, it was all a theoretical exercise to call attention to what they believe are their rights to graze their cattle on public lands without paying for the Yeah, privilege, she says. And anyway, she goes on and basically says, you know, the kind of standard stuff. She says, there are legitimate issues with the way federal agencies manage our lands, and they are worth discussing, but the Bundy way is the wrong way. And then she finishes, she says, I sincerely hope the people of Siskiyou County don't buy the cow pies he's selling. Now, I'll give you the, well, answer to her letter to the editor. This guy says, it's the real Bundy story. He says, I will preface by saying I don't normally respond to liberal gibberish. But anyway, and so, but he's going to go ahead and give a rebuttal. He says, I'll start with the comment on the Siskiyou County Republican Women Federated. To insult them in, well, such a matter is as immature an effort as I've been seen since your typical liberal politician, TV pundit, or movie star last hurled their insults on the national stage. But he went through, you know, basically says to suggest that Ammon Bundy's visit was some sort of victory tour is beyond civil discourse and just plain juvenile. Ammon Bundy was an invited guest to Siskiyou County, where he was asked to share his story with those of us who attended the dinner. Ammon did so without bitterness directed toward those who would have him and his family languish in prison. And this after he and his family suffered many years of government provocation and persecution. He was humble, passionate, and oftentimes emotional as he described the events which led to the standoff at Bunkerville, Nevada, and the ensuing protest at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge in Southeast Oregon. Anyway, the bottom line is, to me, this guy, or this individual writing this, I think has a lot more of the picture, Sam, and then goes through and explains, you know, answers things like calling the Bundys terrorists, an armed takeover, different things like this, and then finishes up and says all of this is a matter of public record in court transcripts.
And by the way, all this has been covered by Liberty Roundtable in detail relentlessly, Kurt. We've covered every aspect of this trial right from the get-go. We were live on the day that it all started there on scene. They literally mixed us up in the lies. They literally, I'm just telling you, we've covered this completely. And this second letter to the editor, the real Bundy story, really highlights, in my opinion, the key components, the reality. Hey, this is all public knowledge now. The problem is, and this is why I question if these guys are, you know, not guilty. They're not guilty, factually, for sure. But even to this day, they're treated as if they were guilty, Kurt. You don't see positive headlines about Ammon Bundy, like, hey, the good guy that got lied about by your government, that got imprisoned for a couple of years, that was innocent the whole time. You know, they don't talk about that. They still say, the standoff, the armed standoff, and they still go on occupation. They're still treating them as if they're guilty, Kurt, even after they won and the government got caught lying. The mainstream press still, you know, controls and carries forth that narrative, that That's dishonest right, narrative.
It goes to that same thing you've always taught us, Sam, of he who owns the media makes the rules.
Amen to that. Anyway, and, so one good and one bad letter to the editor. At least the paper's telling, you know, our side of the story in that case, Kurt. And good for them to at least accept the real Bundy story letter to the editor. Good for them. Would love
like
to see more of
this
that.
Is the Siskiyou County in Alaska. You're not going to
see
this
in Oregon.
In,
or California.
Oh, is
I think
that
it's California.
That one is? Okay. Well, anyway, I was thinking it was Alaska. But anyway, bottom line is, it's not the USA Today. It's not the New York Times.
Right.
It's not the Washington Post. It's not, you know what I mean?
You're right. And but we still commend them.
Give any of that. Yeah. Amen to that.
For doing it right.
And that's why we bring it to you, ladies and gentlemen. Is,
yeah.
I don't think
Just imagine if more groups were like that paper, at least telling both sides and let you decide for yourself, huh? Just like we've done.
Yeah.
We commend them. Yeah. And good on them. We just need more of it. All right. U.S. District Judge. The guy's name is Robert Jones, Kurt. Interesting twist in this case again. The mainstream press paints a lie narrative, and now the facts are starting to come out again. Kurt?
Robert Jones. I'm just looking
at him. He has ruled that the 3D model cannot be used as evidence in the upcoming trial. The FBI agent, listen, accused of lying about firing shots, killing Lavoie Finicum. Anyway, this is fascinating because they tried to use this 3D model and say, see, he reached for his gun. But when we saw the video, we said, man, this is way too far away footage. You can't tell what really went on at all. And we kind of mocked the government saying they have to have better footage than that. There's no sound. There's just this far, far, far away from way up, you know, above footage, and you can't tell what's going on. Well, they tried to use that as evidence in the court, and the judge agreed with us, Kurt.
Well, that's a shocking situation, huh? Yeah, like you say, it's U.S. District Judge Robert Jones, and he wrote that the representation of this is based on aerial FBI video of such poor quality, just like you said, that it can't be shown to jurors at this trial that's supposed to, speedy trial, going to start July 24th, Sam. He said the clear image of the model depicting defendant with his rifle shouldered and trained on Finicum's truck was not the product of a reliable methodology and involved excessive subjectivity. Yeah.
And the problem is the judge needs to then take another step and say, was that intentional? Did they intentionally take faraway footage that they knew would be so grainy and of such poor quality that we could never have a definitive understanding of what really occurred on that fateful day? Huh? Huh? Yeah. Okay, the judge isn't going to go that far, but at least he got the reality right that, hey, we can't use this bogus footage to prosecute. That's good news, at least.
That is good news. I guess he has authorized trial testimony from the government's audio-visual expert, bullet trajectory experts, Oregon State Police forensic scientists, Albuquerque forensic scientists, and the county sheriff's deputy who made a diagram of the scene. So, well, you know, it looks like there's a whole lot of guys on the one side, and we just pray for, justice to be done, Sam. It's pretty hard to bring back Mr. Lavoie Finicum, but I can tell you this, that sometimes there's a lot of good that can come from evil, and I think, you know, there's a lot of folks that were awakened by this whole thing, don't you?
Yes, I think the word is slowly getting out about the truth, and the mainstream press is losing credibility over and over and over over these things. And for example, we complained the footage was so grainy and bogus and that it wasn't useful. And we criticized it, and the mainstream press came back and said, oh, no, they already released footage. The FBI's in the clear. The FBI's great on this thing. The naysayers will claim conspiracy no matter what happens. Da-da-da-da. And now the judge says, wait a minute. This is of such poor quality. It's not even usable. Prosecutors, you can't use this. It's bogus. So the judge agrees with the new media taking center stage. The mainstream press gets egg all over their face. But here's the difference. They can report the scandal back in the day. Oh, conspiracy theorists will never accept anything. Even though the FBI's released the footage, are they going to report this far and wide just like they did in the other situation, Kurt? And the answer is no. They're going to ignore this. Where did you get this piece, for example?
Let's see. You know, it was something out of Portland or...
All right,
no, sure.
It's called Oregon Live.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, it's a newspaper in Oregon, one of the biggest, and it's at like a TV station mixed with newspaper. I don't know. They got a bunch of holdings. But anyway, nevertheless, it's a local media group that brought this forward and told the truth. And good for them once again. But the mainstream press isn't picking that piece up. Now, if they had used the footage to barbecue and prosecute or whatever and say, oh, this guy's in the clear, this shooter that killed Lavoie Finicum's in the clear, then they would have let that hit the AP wire and it would have went viral. Hey, FBI agent's innocent. Lavoie Finicum was reaching for a gun. Now that we don't have the proof, the local Oregon Live people report it. Good on them for doing so, but the mainstream press flat out ignoring it. Once again, the double standard highlighted. The mainstream press losing credibility, the new media taking center stage, and we are at the center of it all. And we ask for your financial support. The Windows Might Radio Network could use your financial donations. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure.